Rory, Team Nugent ahead of Dundalk.
We've a few injury doubts for the game, but we'll have a clearer picture closer to Friday. It's obviously back games on Friday and Monday have taken a toll on a couple, so we'll see as I said closer to the game.
Of course, Pat Hummel was taken off where he looked like a hamstring. Any further news on that?
No, he's getting he got a scan yesterday, so we're just waiting on the results at the minute.
Course, picked up 2 points over the weekend. You probably would have wanted the whole six going into Friday night's game. So it makes Friday night's game a must-win game,
Aye,
Rory.
no, listen, it's we wanted a lot more points over the Friday and Monday, no doubt about it. We wanted more points and just a lot of the stuff against Bohemians on the Friday was really good, a lot of it. But there was a lot of parts from Monday night that we're really unhappy with, and we'll look to rectify on Friday.
Of course, first half Monday night, they just didn't look like they were at their races, and then it looked like a different team in the second half when they came out. What did you say to them at half time?
No, we were just obviously we had to make changes. There was a lack of energy about our play, and we needed to impose ourselves on the game a bit more. We were happier with our second half performance, but over the course of the game, I felt we deserved the 3 points on the Friday night, but we couldn't argue. We couldn't say the same about Monday.
Of course, you're going to Dundalk now on Friday, and they're a team that can score goals, but maybe haven't got the green this year. They're sitting down there at the bottom. I wonder if Derry City could relegate your old club. It's one of those ones. You love the club, but you need the points to maybe push on for a league title.
Aye, well, I mean, we had a lot of good memories from down there, good people that get right behind the club, and similar to here in a lot of ways. But we've so much to concern ourselves with that we can't be thinking like that. We have to go and try and get 3 points for Derry City Football Club and all the supporters that love this club and are looking for success, and we owe it to everybody. They go and put on a good performance and try and win the game on Friday.
How do you get the players up for Friday night, Rory, after the disappointment of Monday night?
No, well, I mean, it's really, really easy. I think it's a big, big game. We have good lads, good people in the dressing room who want to be successful for this club. I know them all, obviously, on a really personal level, and I know how much it hurts them when we don't win matches, and hopefully we can see a really committed, energetic performance on Friday.
Of course, you spoke about the fans and how important they are to the club. There was a lot of disgruntled fans here on Monday night. What would you say to those fans? No, they put a lot towards yourself and your players. What would you say to them fans?
No, well, I mean, our supporters are craving success, and rightly so. We've come a long way in the last few years, and they want success, and they demand that we win matches, and they're right. They keep coming, and they're thousands. They keep getting right behind the club, but we've only got a few weeks left. Let's get right behind the players. Get right behind the players as they have been doing, and any frustration or anger should be directed towards me, because ultimately I'm the manager of the club, and my job is to get a winning team on the pitch, and so it falls on me. But get right behind the players as they have been doing, and stay with them and keep fighting together.
Three crucial games left in the league. They maybe lift this league title, but will you be looking at results elsewhere?
Oh, listen, it's when things are still in your own hands, it's not a wise thing to do. We have to try and look after our own front doorstep. And that's what we'll do, and hopefully the plan would be that we don't need any favors, so we just need to keep fighting, stick together, and that's what we're at our best and our strongest.
Thank you, Rory.